Mr. Coddy, can you talk to us about this?
Yes, sir. What you have on file is a petition for relocation of a portion of Acacia Club Road. I've reviewed the petition. It complies with the requirements of the statute. It is signed by 12 residents from that area, as required by the statute. In addition, there was notice posted that it would be presented for action by the commission today, and there's a written certification by the posting officer that that was done. Accordingly, I think it's in proper form for ruling by the commission today. I note that there are no written remonstrances on file, no objections on file to the proposal, and with that done, it then appears that the only question for the commission is if they feel the road should be relocated as requested, because it would be in the public interest to do so.
I have a question for you, Mr. Coddy. The same process that we go through for a road vacate is the same process we have to go through for this proceeding?
It's a little different. It's a different statute. When you're talking about the establishment or relocation of a road, you're permitted to proceed today, whereas you'll recall on road vacates, we have a situation where we will occasionally have to read the petition at one term day and then represent it at a later.
Right.
This is a different procedure. So I've examined it with regard to that statute to make sure that what you have before you complies with the requirements of
right.
the statute, and it does.
Okay. I just wanted to get the question clear in my mind, because if a road is – now, if a new road's taken in, we don't have to go through this proceeding, right? This is for future use for the commission. You don't have to go through if there's a new road that is built and taken in by the county.
I hate to give the lawyer answer of sometimes yes, sometimes no, but the statute that we're talking about is a statute for establishment of a road, and in the definition of establishment, it would include
okay.
the situation you've described, as well as the relocation of a portion of a road, which is what we have before us today. But I think that there's another procedure as well available for the situation that you talked about.
All right.
I might add one other thing. The statute addresses getting the property for the proposed relocation. In this case, the property has been given to the county by the College of the Ozarks.
All right.
Do you want to ask if there's any remonstrances right now?
Yeah, is there anyone here, any remonstrances?
Seeing none, move to approve the petition to relocate a portion of Acacia Club Road.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Accounts payable?
Whoops.
At this point, on the Acacia Club Road, if the commission so desires, there's a proposed order there for signature.
Okay.
Is it for all three commissioners?
All three, yes. Okay, it's been signed off on, so. Anything else on this matter?
No, sir.
Okay.
Have you got that account number? Do you have the check numbers on over there for that?
Yeah. Back to accounts payable.
Is that what I think it's for? And that's what I'm stating. Okay, it'll be in that box. I went through there this morning. I'm sorry I missed it. So he's looking. There's see the billing. It'll be down in there in ways, Brandon. Check those and hold those for further investigation. Well, that's fine with me. I just missed them this morning, or I would have had a note beside it. Sure, I can vote on that anyway.
That's what I was wondering. That's why I pointed out to you.
That's
why I pointed it out to you.
I just missed it, so I appreciate that. I should have had a little note tab by. So would you read those separate, please, whenever you...
Yep. What was that check number?
Just abstain from voting on all.
Yeah, I'll take it out. Move to approve check numbers 441341 through 441371. Checks numbers 441373 through 441407. We have three transfers and no warrants.
Second, you...
I left that check out.
Okay. Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're going to... He can't vote on it.
Okay. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve checks number 441372.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I abstain. Show that I have an abstain.
It's a check for the for legal for the collector's office to go against a lawsuit that's been brought by a citizen due to the increases. And I think one of the parties of that is a relative of Mr. Strahan, so that's why he's abstaining from the vote.
Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes for June 27th, 2016.
Motion for approval of June 27th minute meetings of 2016.
Both regular and executive?
Yes, sir.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sorry about that. I just was thinking about too many things.
We've got next on the agenda, temporary construction easement, Sycamore Church Road.
This is for the bridge project, and this would be the conservation property right there with a parking lot area for the bridge project.
And I have a letter here from Mr. Cotty that he's reviewed it, the temporary construction easement, and he's approved it as to form.
Move to approve the temporary construction easement for Sycamore Church Road.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Branson Landing Zip Line Agreement.
Is this the one where they have a easement with us over the...
Yeah, over that road, but
over Lakeshore Drive.
I just thought we just got through doing that.
It's a new owner, so I think they're wanting to transfer the name. Is that right?
I have no idea. I haven't
pretty
seen
sure
it.
That's
I just
what
seen
it is.
It on the agenda.
So you're sure that the, I mean, what you're saying is the agreement needs to be changed
to the new owner's name.
To the new owner's name. It's not for the easement itself. It is attached to the ownership.
It's my understanding.
Okay.
And I have a letter here from Mr. Cotty that he's reviewed the proposed airspace license agreement submitted for our consideration by the Combs Family Ventures, LLC, and approve it to form.
Move to approve the Branson Landing Zipline Agreement.
Second with discussion.
We have a second. Discussion?
Discussion is if we give an easement across a piece of property, are they all attached to ownership? Are they an easement?
Well, the agreement that we had earlier was with the former owner, which I don't remember the name of the business, Parakeet Pete, but I don't remember the name of the LLC or whatever.
Right. I guess it's a legal question. I mean, I didn't know, and Mr. Cotty stepped out, but I don't know whether when we give an easement, is it strictly for a particular business, or is it an easement for that right-of-way that Canyon County is getting?
I'm assuming it'd be an easement for that business. It probably depends on the...
That's according to what we're doing here, that's what it is. Then, but I don't know whether that's right or not, Brandon. I'm just saying. But, I second the motion. I'm just asking a question. And we'll take it up with the legal. I'll visit with them individually about it. So.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Gift of lights discussion.
You skipped over one.
Oh, I'm sorry. We need to vote on the roundabout discussion. Roundabout
discussion.
Yeah, vote for roundabout discussion.
Yeah, I think I put that on there. I think we need to probably, if we're going to pursue.